12th? Yes, 12th.
12th. It's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Veterans Day.
Yeah, 11th is the day, and today is the day they're observing for it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On account of yesterday was Sunday.
And I'm at the home of Aubrey,
Aubrey
West.
Yeah.
And this is the place where the festival has been held.
That's right.
What was the whole thing about the festival anyway? How did it get started?
Well, it really got started before I knew that there's anything happening. They had a meeting over here at the community building, and then the next thing I knew, they had the makings of a festival to fight this. Matt Snyder they had about 14. Between 1,400 and 1,700 members, I think. When you know when it got built up.
Uh-huh. What did you think about... Was that seem like a good idea to you to have a festival?
Oh, yes. I was born right over there on that bank where that house burnt. Right over on the bank. Over uh-huh. to the right there. You can't be looking out there, but the house burnt there. There's where I was born. I've been here for 79 years. And, you know, a person hates to give up his home. And I run into a little difficulty. I don't suppose that, I'll not tell about that, though. Just some things that wouldn't do no good in this. But...
You're referring to difficulties you had with the Corps?
My relatives.
Difficulties you had with your relatives?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. If you turn that off, I'll tell you.
So the Corps did what?
The Corps wanted to, but these other two heirs, they was going to sell out at the first price they offered them. And that's where it started. And I haven't sold out yet, but they did. My other niece and my sister, her husband, they don't come around me much because I didn't sell out. So, and it didn't come around me much when my mother was sick. I paid one woman, and she's still living, for 9 years to stay there and take care of her. And no one never paid none of that, and I also paid for the nurses. No one never paid for that. But as soon as they could get a dollar, they run in and signed up so I'd have to leave out. And I haven't left yet, but I'll have to, I suppose. But I'll guarantee you'll not go out with any balls and chains on my arms. I'll tell you that. To do, they'll be a-dragging me. I don't treat my cattle like that.
Are you talking about Barbara and Bobby?
Yes, that's right.
Abner?
That's right.
What happened?
To them over there?
Yeah.
You know more about that expect than I did. Carol come up there and told me one night I was up there in bed that they'd went in and throwed her out and that they were going to take a dozer and knock the house down. Moved it all in there ready to take them out. The next day, things kind of begin to get... People begin to hear about it, you know, and they went in there and helped them out and moved them. And they'd stuck by her ever since they knew this would happen. I haven't saw her. I don't know anything about that part of it, only they just went in and put chains on them, handcuffs on them, and then put a chain around them like you're leading a dog. barber and is not very stout, they must have a lot of brave marshals.
Yeah.
That's the kind I reckon that they want. And them kind of things makes you mad.
So have they, has the Corps?
The Corps has been here. They, you see, I told you they started at 78. Then I told the other heirs, I said, I'm not taking that. If whenever I get ready to sell, I'll not take that. Well, they went on up to 100,000. Then they've got up to 115, isn't it?
110.
110,000. And there's where we dominoed. They've quit coming back and they won't speak to me. And I don't give a damn. I lived before ever I saw them. And maybe I'll live after they're gone. I don't know.
So it's hung at 110, is it?
Yeah, that's the price, the 110. But you see, then my relatives, all they wanted, hell, if it had been a couple dollars, if they'd give them a couple dollars, they'd have been $2 a head. I've worked here all my life. Of course, I knew I wasn't going to get nothing like that, only just my third here. But I had a little respect for my mother and it stayed with her. My father died when I was 15, and I've been here ever since. And before, too, and I stayed here and farmed all that time. But he did have forethought enough about him. We have a place here on Round Knob Run. And if I want that place, I can get that for the same price it was given for back in 1900 and about 16, along in there. They have their thirds in that, but I'm going to take the props out of them when it comes to that. I buy it at the same price that he give for it. Mm-hmm. So it may not be too bad after all.
So that's where you're going to relocate?
I don't know whether to relocate or not, but I'll take it. I'll take that land if I have to sink it. Well, Christ, I think it was only about $3,000 him no sport gift for the whole damn thing. 87 acres. And there's coal in there till it's, you can walk in under it any place and never bump your head. Hmm. And there's gas on the place. So that'd be a pretty good investment. So there's where she sits. They don't speak to me, and I don't run over them to get to speak to them.
Has your place been condemned?
Oh, yeah.
Have they given you a date?
Well, they did there for, yes, but I didn't pay any attention to it. And now this land, where down there on Hog Holler, where on Round Knob Run, where that easement, I didn't take the they offered us. Let's see, what was they offered that down there, Carol?
125.
Huh? 125. Yeah, 125. That's right. Offered 125 to start with. And they got it up to 1,200. We sold it to them. And that's been 3 months or more. And I've never heard nothing from that. And I've got a lot right up here. Moan. And they started at 1,250. Right up here joins this. And I got them up to $3,000, and I got a letter from them the other day, and dropped her back to $1,250.
Mm-hmm. So they're putting the squeeze on, huh?
Yeah, they think they are. And maybe they are. But I've been squeezed all my life. I'm used to it. And these, when it gets back to the festival, they didn't have no place to park. Only in the road here, they built a community building right in the road over there. And they didn't have no place to park, and I just turned the whole damn place over to them. The other side and this side too. They had horses for the hay rides. They brought their horses and left them there. Anything that they wanted, they got. And if I had to do over, I'd do it again. And that's about all I can tell you.
You say your dad died when you was
15 years old. He died in 1920.
Had he farmed this?
Oh, yes, he'd farmed this, and then around Knob Run, him and Opie Spore bought that place and partners. They was friends, raised right down there on Round Knob Run. Then Opie went to Colorado, and he sold out the other half, his half, to my dad. Mm-hmm. So I helped my mother pay for that. And so that's...
What was your dad's name?
Porter West.
And was his dad here before him?
No, his dad never was here before him, no. No, they lived on Round Knob Run.
I see.
My dad and mother lived up in the holler here, on up here to the right. Whenever they went to housekeeping, they went up in there to the right and went to housekeeping, and there was two old ladies lived over here, Morrisons. And they give them this place to take care of them and bury them. And that's what they done.
Hmm.
And that's the way they got the place.
Well, you think they're going to push pretty hard right at the end? Or how do you think, what do you think people can do now? What do you think the watershed can do? What do you think?
I don't know. The watershed don't tell me much. We're on speaking terms, understand. We're none of them mad at me that I know of. But I don't know what we can do. I don't have no idea. I really think, just to tell you the truth about it, it's gone too far. I hope not. I'd like to see it in drowned old Randolph and Bob Bird right in it. I'd like to stand there and hold her head under while the blubber's rolled up till it quit rolling. I went to the first meeting again this dam that they ever had, to Clarksburg. They had men there to tell you to shut up and all this and that. In other words, I don't think we have much of a chance in this man's country. We're just here. We've got what little bit we've got, we just got it borrowed. And if the government wants it, they take it. The hell with you.
That's a hard way to have to live, isn't it?
Well, it's not much worse than that in Russia. And I've always dreaded to hearing about it. But I may have to go over there yet. God.
Find a place to live there, huh?
Yeah. They might kick the props off of me and tell me to move on, but I'd be used to it.
Yeah, this is what, when I was a kid, this is what I used to think Russia would be like. Just come in and drag people away in chains and push their house down. Or, I mean, that sounds Russian to me.
Well, that's what it is rushy, I guess. They took the pattern off of them. It wasn't this way when I was small, I can tell you that.
How was it then?
Pretty nice place to live. I thought, maybe I was ignorant, didn't know the difference, but I thought it was nice. People were neighborly and everything. Now everybody gets you before you get them. And the politicians is as crooked as a barrel of fish hooks. You know I'm telling you the truth, too.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Old Cleve Bailey, he started this thing. That's long before you can remember, expect. Then here come that old big-jawed Randolph and Bob Byrd with his head thrown to one side.
Why do they want it so bad?
This damn bunch in Weston, they think they're going to get rich over it. And they want the boats. There's more boats in Weston than there is up here. It ain't they give a damn for anyone. It's the boats that they want. The only one they care for is themselves.
Jennings Randolph has a man working under him up there in Washington, I guess it's from Weston.
Could be.
Phil McGance, I believe they said he's from Weston.
Well.
Are they going to get rich in Weston off of this?
No. Have you ever seen a place to build a dam where it was as good afterwards as it was before?
No.
My God, that right down there now, they're doing everything and anything to get trade. Yes, sir. There's people's opened up their hearts and they're giving baskets away to the needy and all like that. Got it right there in the paper. Before that, you couldn't have knocked it out of them with a club. And you can go down Main Street and there's not but very few people there. People don't have to take this. They might have to take it, but they don't have to trade there.
So all the people up on this end is trading?
Other places. The ones that's been hurt anyhow. Now, John Radebaugh down here, he goes down to that feed store down there. Sometimes I can think of his name and sometimes I can't. He goes to another feed store, but he was again the dam. These other guys, he's just passing them up. Aspinalls, they get their stuff, their feed at Buckhannon, most of it.
How many people was hurt by this project?
They claim 1,800.
Did you know most of them?
All of them.
Are they pretty good people?
God, yes. I thought there was. Did you burn up that there? Or did you get rid of that there that Ohio farmer, Pennsylvania farmer with Junior's picture on there, Carol? No, there's Junior C down here, and his father before him. They own 1,900 and some acres of land. See them?
Yeah, well, I can bring it back.
Because I wanted to keep that thing.
Yeah, okay. And, it's a story about the last stand against the Stonewall Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, Junior there, he's got a son down there that's farming. Right, living right there. And I've known his dad and his granddad on his mother's side. Charlie Linger. And Charlie Linger was his father. His father and Jack Linger's father was brothers. I think they say in there there's 1,800 and some there. That's, or maybe that's acres. But it'll tell you how much.
Oh, no, it's more than 1,800 acres.
Well.
It's 20,000. 20,000 acres.
Well, okay, yeah, okay.
Must be 1,800 people. But mostly it was just like a farming?
Yeah.
Community years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, Junior and them seeds, they was pretty well off. Well, he come over here, I remember this, Ralph C. come over here and married Junior's mother. He got 700 acres of land in the deal. And then they bought over there at Roanoke, they got some fine land over there where the Corps took. They've got one med up there that I think is 30 acres right in it. I've set up there a fox chasing a many night called the Green Hill Meadow. It's as smooth as your hand and there's not a run in it or nothing. You can just mow right around it, just mow to your heart's content. Huh. And you see, they take that stuff. That's the kind they want. It's a heck of a thing.
The little settlement up here, Roanoke?
At Vandalia.
Or Vandalia, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a man, somebody's taken that one of the houses down.
Oh, yeah, they tore them down right up here, just right up here, huh? Yeah. I was going to ask you a while ago if they took the Mad Bot house down. Have the Tom? Huh? Well, I didn't know. And there's people up there, you know there's people up there now. I do know one woman and a man up there, but all of them that I do know, I reckon there's only three up in Vandalia that I know. One of them I've known for years, another two I've just not known too long. The others have moved out, gone. Right over there, there's that fellow, a person that lived right over there in that store, Burning Har. I lived by him for 55 and a half years. And he's not going to live here very long. I may go before he does, but Burning not going to be here long. No, this thing, it's just a slow way of killing people. I can sit here, if I just stop and think, I can sit here and tell you people up on top of people where I died. Now just take it for instance. My wife died on the 8th day of October. 9th, 10th. She would have been buried on the 11th. Jack Linger's woman down here, he found her dead the next morning in bed. And it wasn't a thing in God's world, only they had plenty. They had a nice farm down there, just a damn nice farm. They had a nice farm over at Roanoke. Good land, where she got from home. They were just ready to live. And here the Russians come in on them. And Lola Horner right over here. And as I say, Burning Horner, or Burning Har. Christ has just been, I mean a lot of people. Down here, John Radebaugh's mother and dad, they was getting some age on them, but my God, Miss Radebaugh just worried herself to death over this dam. Of course, they'll say that that's a fairy tale, but I don't give a damn what to say. I know better. Now, we've sat right here, Carol and I, and watched Vernon Hare after they crowded him out over there. Got him so that he had to move. He'd come out around that building there and he'd look over this way here and you could see him wiping his eyes, crying every morning. And that, and Carol will tell you that that's the truth there. That is the truth. We'd watch him come out there. Worry will kill you a lot easier than work. I don't think work hurt anybody.
But people are having to take their own houses down. They buy the... Well, now, some people moving their houses. That's what
I think they sold this one up here, didn't it, Tom? Someone?
Block house?
Uh-huh. There's an old widow lady, Madge Bott. She's in the rest home now that owns this up there, or did. Of course, Harley Francis got the run of it. I don't know who owns it now. He's got everything else that they had. Maybe Alton said that he might hear that sometime. Huh. But anyhow, he's running it all, and I don't know who it is. But anyhow, they took the house and they tried to sell it to sale and maybe did. But and I reckon they tore it down. I was going to ask the kids if they. I hadn't been up there for.
Yeah, they.
I didn't know whether they tore it down or not. It's a pretty nice house. Tommy, you better go out there and call your dog. I see him and that other old dog over at Vernon's.
I think this having to move is real hard on people.
Especially when you get some age on you, you know. Now, Vernon moved down there in 29. And I know something about how much he had to, how slow it come. My mother went on his note for that place. And he bought... Or he worked and paid for that because I worked along beside of him. A lot of them won't believe that, but I don't care whether they do or not. For a dollar a day, 10 cents an hour, and board yourself. My God, they wouldn't speak to you for that now. That big barn right down there by Aspinall's. It was $335, the contract of it.
Imagine that.
My brother-in-law died over there, Ross Lemons. He worked right over there. He's a good carpenter, too. He worked for a dollar a day. Boarded himself. But when you can't get nothing else, you'll do anything to keep him starving. And poor old Vernon... He needed help, and that was one way she could help him a little bit, but now I'll tell you that's a hard way to pay for a home. Of course, I don't mean he paid for all of it. He had some cattle or off of the place he worked up here or had up here, but that's the way he bought it. Ralph Jones, J.R. Jones, he was raised right down where Aspinall lived. President of the Bridgeport Bank.
But I guess the Corps thinks they're going to improve all this. Is that the idea? They think they're going to make it better some way or another?
No, I doubt it. They don't think they're going to improve it, no.
They don't?
No. To do their damn, they're starting out the wrong way. Some of these days, stone cold, and this, and all these other dams through here is going to be linked together. They think they're going to have a paradise out of this. What county was that, Carol, them people come over there the other night? before they were born?
Logan.
About dark as some fellas drove in over there, that place, over there at home, my home place. Carol said, give me the keys, her and the kids went over there. And it's from Logan County, looking for a place to camp. There's only one thing, if a fella gets out, that's the best thing you ever done is to get the hell out of here. Because they have all kind of filth and every damn thing else comes in the country that no one else wants. Even Kentucky dumped them in up here. They come from Kentucky last year and hunted before the season come in, deer season come in. Right up here on Sandport. That's what this will be, is just a... It ain't gonna be nothing.
There's a lot of outlaws running over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fellows come in here and go to spotting deer. If you go out there, well, they'll tell you what they're gonna do. I know when I was standing here myself, damn bunch told me what they were gonna do. I said, you wait till I get to the telephone, you son of a bitch, and I'll see what you do. And then I didn't have no telephone, but I come towards the house, I was gonna get something else to bark. They got the hell out of here. They was shooting deer right over there, and I had cattle right over in that meadow.